This is a book called Rock, Brock and the Saving Shock. It's about money, spending money and saving money. This is the tale of Rock and Brock, twins as different as ball and block. Rock was nearly a perfect guy, but here's the thing he loved to buy. His brother Brock lived like a slob, but he saved his money by the gob.
Rock, uh-huh. Rock and Brock.
Right. Uh-huh. Rock so and Brock, right.
Why?
Sure. Well, I think compounding interest is just so fundamental to understanding finance, period. I think money and math skills go together quite closely, and I think a lot of kids have a natural interest in money, and so perhaps they can learn something about mathematical concepts as well by understanding the savings and the magic of compounding interest.
We bemoan the fact that Americans do so poorly in international rankings with regard to math.
Right.
Do you think that if the curriculum were refocused towards personal finance, that it would make a big difference?
I think it would help kids be more engaged with math education. I think it would make it more relevant to them. I think it perhaps would be, for most kids, would be a more meaningful education, because later in life, most of us are not going to be mathematical engineers or use sophisticated math in our careers, but we all will have personal finances to manage. One day their gramps, a kindly man, proposed to them a savings plan. For 10 straight weeks each Saturday, I'll give you each $1 pay. Each buck you save, I'll match it quick. Spend it, there's no extra dough. So save your cash and watch it grow. These are two interesting kids, huh? Brock saved his, but Rock's mind was stuck on what he could buy with his crisp new buck. Right away, he ran to the mall and bought a moose head, an inflatable moose head, for his wall. Soon Rock, the neater of the boys, found himself waist deep in toys. Look at all that junk he bought. But Brock's cash grew and grew and grew. 8, then 16, then 32. His pile of bucks became so great, he had to store them in a crate. Look at all that money he's got by saving. Over a period of years, you can make a lot of money just by leaving your money in a savings account and let the bank or other place where you have the money pay interest on the interest every year. So I think that's really fundamental why it's important to save and save early, and understand that if you take your money out, it will disrupt that compounding effect, and so, you know, you will lose money over the long term over what you would have had if you just left the money in and let the interest compound. So that is really fundamental to financial stability and wealth accumulation, understanding compounding.
But in today's interest rate environment, what good does it do Brock to save his money?
It is. Well, I can only say that you can still get a little bitty bit of interest, barely anything, but it's a little bit of something. But I think, you know, saving is important. Having that cushion, having something to fall back on if you have an unexpected expense is important. Getting in the habit of savings is important. I think Rock and Brock also have some important lessons about kind of stupid consumption. Gramps paid out from summer to fall. While Brock saved his, Rock spent it all. He found toys for a dime at a yard sale, a car with three wheels, a polka dot snail. You know, there's a big problem with short-termism in this country, whether it's consumption, whether it's, you know, government policy, regulatory policy, how financial institutions think and make money in short-term profits versus ignoring, you know, potential long-time losses. And it's something that the parents confront. And again, I think it's good that educational materials, and another hopefully lesson of Rock and Brock, is think for the longer term.
Is that why you did it? Is that why you wrote it?
You know, I've been a regulator most of my life. I've seen a lot of bad things happen to consumers, especially in financial services. And I've seen some of that they've imposed on themselves. And so I think, again, as we said, financial education is important for people to be able to manage their own finances effectively as well as defend themselves against wealth-stripping products. And so I think kids are interested in money at an early age. I wanted to engage them early on. I like picture books because parents frequently read the picture book with their kids. I thought, well, maybe the parents can learn a little something, too, on this.
So this is, in a way, a covert financial education for
the parents,
grown-ups?
Too. Yes. Anyway, yes, covert, right, that's a good word, yeah. By seeing Brock's humongous take, Rock finally realized his mistake. From that day on, he saved his loot and gave up on his spending toot. The twins stashed bucks in their account, for years and years they watched them mount. By the time both had gray hair, they found that they were millionaires.